Last Tuesday, one of my clients was in New York and stayed an extra night to take me out to a Mets game. He spared no expense. We had club seats with access to two club areas, and he paid for all food and beverages for the entire game. It was his gift to me to show his appreciation for all the work my company has done for him, booking him literally on hundreds of media interviews each year. His grand gesture was a grand slam. Before you give a grand gesture, go big or go home. With grand gestures, just like in baseball, you want to make it all the way to home plate or it doesn't count. Getting on third base is not good enough to score. Think of this analogy the next time you want to show your appreciation to someone in a big way. For example, if you take someone to dinner but then make them pay for their own after-dinner drinks at another bar down the street, that's how she or he will remember the entire evening. The pitch challenge today? Grand gestures are a great networking tool, so experiment with someone you either want to show appreciation to or want to get to know better. They don't necessarily have to be expensive, but they must be memorable. And you have to take care of every detail yourself. Don't let the other person lift a finger, and don't let them pay for anything, even if they insist on contributing. Showing gratitude or interest in grand gesture fashion will create a memorable and impressionable experience the other person will treasure for a lifetime, which makes the giving experience for you even more rewarding.